This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Kane and King. Fire.
And it is a very, very good morning to you. It is Friday, the 2nd of June, with a huge Fireball Friday coming up. A lot of great games that we will get through this morning, all the news and opinion, and we'll take your calls as well. 1-300-736-736. If you'd like to jump on the phone, we can take your calls nice and early. If you would like, SEN tennis expert Brett Phillips as well. Go through the French Open and the latest happenings there. Carlton legend Wayne, the Dominator Johnson, former Bulldog, Kangaroo and Cat, Sean Higgins will join us. The Friday agenda and a couple of new segments for you this morning, including Friday First Thoughts and Friday Confessionals. The best analyst in the game is alongside of me. We've been cooking up a recipe that we think might be interesting this morning. Kingy, good morning.
I'm looking forward to your confessional. I don't think this has been your go in the past. To say I was maybe...
Admitting I was wrong.
Maybe I got that one slightly wrong. That's going to be fun, but been a good week. Yeah, it's been a quieter week for footy, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's what happens with the bye rounds. They're not the best. Everyone, I think, has had their say. Across four rounds, what happens is you sort of lose where everyone sits in the scheme of things because some teams have played a different amount of games. And so I think just a blanket 1 week off and you could do some celebration stuff in that week would be much cleaner for everyone. But anyway, this is what we've got.
You can't, the clubs can't take a week off because their likely opponents are still playing and you've got to be across the competition and what the leaders are doing and all that sort of gear, which is a bit awful. But I've missed a little bit of footy the last couple of days. I've been at the old man's place just helping out over there at the minute. So I'm right across what Rita Panahi's doing, Peter Credlin, Paul Murray. I can tell you what Andrew Bolt's on holidays at the moment. He's got a little fill-in there at the moment. I can tell you what Terry McCran thinks about the finances of the world. And we're all rooted. We're all going to lose it. All of it.
He's a negative guy, isn't he? Has he ever written a positive article? Some people say I'm negative. He's the most negative columnist in the country.
Yeah, that's a topic in itself. You've got Terry covered.
Give me something.
I turned Terry on. I couldn't sleep for the next 6 hours.
I know.
Shit, life's bad.
It's all going up in smoke.
Life's bad. Yeah. So it's just sort of the shows you watch when you're somewhere else is a reasonable sort of topic because I would never choose to just chuck Andrew Bolt on or Terry McCran or even found ourselves watching watching Columbo the other night. Remember Columbo?
Right. So this is you watching Sky News.
I'm just sort of fitting into a different household for a couple of days just to make sure everything.
Dynamics.
Yeah, it was just an interesting one. Terry McCran does scare me a little bit. Mind you, Rita Panahi scares me as well, but that's a whole different story.
She's on a warpath as well. Your old man wouldn't have watched Succession then, would he?
No.
You and I have spoken about this, and you've got to get up to speed.
He wouldn't watch any series.
Right.
Yeah, just one and done. Give us the latest news.
It finished on Monday, and it was just
I've watched it.
Oh, you have watched it?
I've watched it, yeah. Okay. Loved it.
Good.
Did you like the finish?
Good. Yeah, I didn't think
that. We shouldn't mention the finish. Be
the last episode wasn't my favourite episode, but, I mean, they're hard to finish, these series. I like the fact that it was just four series of the show, and it ended, it could have kept going and going and going, like other shows have done in the past, but it ended at the right point. Give us your thoughts on that. So what then I did, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts around Succession and there's heaps of them and that's what happens now. And they mentioned where it sits in the course of the greatest TV shows of all time. There's been some others that have been mentioned in these podcasts, like The Wire and Mad Men. And I hadn't seen any of these. A bit of Breaking Bad, which I watched most of it, but people will fall off their chair when they realise I didn't finish Breaking Bad. So I've started to go back and watch Mad Men. Not sure about it. One episode into that. So give us your thoughts.
You've got to get through Breaking Bad because then you can watch Better Call Saul.
Yeah, well, I've heard that. Damo actually said during the week that Better Call Saul is up there as one of his favourites and almost better than Breaking Bad. So I haven't I haven't done that one yet. But in terms of the greatest TV shows of all time, 0433981116, give us your thoughts.
I'll tell you what, it's got Terry McCrean covered. That I do know. I'll tell you what, something else I did yesterday. Right? So you're in a bit of a hurry and you're just sort of getting around town and you're trying to just get a couple of sangers or toasted some rolls or what, just some basic food, right? Some basic takeaway. Some salad rolls, ham and salad rolls and that sort of stuff. How do you know that you got the right spot? Right, because there's a lot of options out there. There's a lot of cafes that are next door to one. No, it's not just a cafe discussion. It's a broad discussion. So I go to this one place, Tony's Pies, it was called. They make the best.
So you're looking for a salad roll. They have the best salad rolls. All right.
And ham and salad rolls. There was 20 tradies there, I reckon. This is the right joint. What are the secret tricks to let you know you're at the right spot with whatever sort of shop or service you're looking for? How do you know you got the right tradie? How do you know you got the right Chinese restaurant?
Well, let us know that because I've recently renovated and had some really good experiences with tradies and some really, really, really bad ones. And I got no idea, as we've spoken about, I got no idea about what I'm doing in that space. So it's a bit of, you're flying blind a little bit. So how do you know? There's a magnificent little coffee shop / lunch bar just around the corner from Fox Footy just there called Queenie's, right? I'm not sure if you've been to Queenie's. They have a line out the door at about 12:30 full of all sorts of people, business people, tradies. I think that's a pretty good indication.
Queenie's.
There's a line out the door at 12:30 and it's a terrific coffee. So check out Queenie's as well. Give them a shout out. Let us know your thoughts and you can get involved. Ben Robert Smith had a bad day yesterday.
He had a rough one. Well, it was a good one for
journalism.
Journalism, I think. I mean,
yeah, no, it is.
They were challenged severely. It was a big bill, wasn't it?
Well, $25 million. So it's been bankrolled by Kerry Stokes. So his defamation case against The Age, the Sydney Morning Herald, and the Canberra Times has been dismissed in its entirety. Nick McKenzie is this award-winning investigative journalist who Ben Robert Smith sued for defamation along with all sorts of other stuff. But in the end, The Age were proven correct in what they had written, and it's an unbelievable story. Like, to think this absolute hero, like the pinnacle of Australian heroes, is now proven to be a war criminal. It's an extraordinary story. I reckon they'll do a movie out of it. And Kerry Stokes has got to fit the $25 million legal bill because Ben Robert Smith has got to cover the court costs and the legal costs of The Age and the other papers as well as his own. So I don't think Ben's going to be paying. But
it's got you thinking, didn't it? Got you thinking.
When have you spent someone else's money?
Unashamedly.
We were serious for about 30 seconds there.
Yeah, I know. You got too deep. Too deep. You started getting into the actual case.
And then it turned into, when have you spent someone else's money? It's like when I take my kids on holidays, right? Like, we went to America last year, and it's like, just in the end, anything goes. Like, oh, you want to go on that roller coaster? And you, oh, okay, there's another 100 US. Yeah. No worries. And they just spend your money like it's going out of fashion. So
I'll tell you what can I just give you the worst? Don't fall in for what I've done, right?
Right.
Now, because you can put your credit cards in phones, right?
Yes.
Your kids get their hands on your little credit card.
Dangerous.
Facility. Dangerous. Costly.
Well, both. Yeah, they just.
That's the biggest lurk of all time now.
Flash their phone.
You don't even have to be there.
No.
Oh, look, and I had to grab this top during the week. I had to grab that during the week. It's a disaster content.
No good. All right. Let's go to the phones. Mark, you want to just take the show in some different directions for us this morning? Good morning to you and welcome to Fireball Friday.
Morning, lads. TV shows, Kane.
Yes.
Justified with Timothy Olyphant. Fantastic.
Nice.
Banshee with Anthony Starr, who's also in another one of my favourite, which is The Boys on Amazon Prime.
The Boys.
All three absolutely quality viewing. And as for your question earlier relating to how do you know when you've got a great restaurant on your hands, my father taught me a trick. I used to work for the National Australia Bank in Melbourne City and used to say that he would only eat at Chinese restaurants where they were chock full of Chinese uni students because he knew both the flavour and the money were where they needed to be in terms of how much it was going to cost him.
Yeah, spot on. That's nice.
Good on you, Mark. Thanks for the advice this morning. Jeff is in Caulfield. Morning to you, Jeff.
G'day, Keno. How are you going?
I'm great.
Yeah, Queenie's. I used to go there all the time, worked across the road at the barracks there. Loved it.
You liked it?
Yeah, rolls in the morning.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah, good coffee too.
The other thing, Keno, and I really, you know, I love you and I reckon you're a great bloke, but he hasn't been convicted of anything, Ben Robert Smith. Oh, that's a civil defamation trial, mate.
He shouldn't have gone down this path, Jeff.
No, I get you, Jeff. What has been found is that he wasn't defamed by The Age and those newspapers. I think I did say that. I said the defamation case against The Age, the Sydney Morning Herald and the Canberra Times has been dismissed.
The bottom line was he was spending someone else's cash. That's what we wanted to get to.
We wanted to get to that quickly because we realised it's probably out of my depth with what was going on. But it is a crazy story. Like to think of this now, and like if you look at The Age this morning, Kingy, there would be the front page of The Age online. There would be 7 articles just absolutely tarnishing the legacy of Ben Robert Smith. So it is a big story, and you know, it's a
big celebration, isn't it?
That's good effort from Nick McKenzie and those that were brave enough to pursue.
And you're not a gambler, right?
Not really. Last time I gambled, I went with Melbourne to cover the line against Port Adelaide. I said it was an absolute certainty into the Denver Nuggets.
How are they going?
And well, they're starting today, so we'll get to that in the sports update. NBA final starts today against the Miami Heat, and they are certainties. Sure thing.
She's a big difference if you win the $25 million. Cost case, or you isn't lose it? The $25 million cost
isn't
case.
Isn't it? I don't think it turns the needle for Kerry Stokes. I think he's going to be okay regardless. He'll probably find it in his ashtray.
Well, he will, but it's going to hurt the ashtray, isn't it, a little
it's
bit?
Not,
it's
yeah,
going to knock the ashtray around a fraction.
It's not a great look.
So there's a few nominations coming through on The Sopranos. Have you seen The Sopranos?
I haven't seen The Sopranos.
I have The Sopranos. I lost a bit of interest in The Sopranos. I'll tell you what the best one I've seen for a while, Peaky Blinders.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Peaky Blinders is right up there.
All right, let us know your thoughts. Is the Rendell Files coming back?
Well, I just got a couple.
Do you?
Yeah, we want to give one a go. I don't know which one we're going to go with first.
We can hold it over. So that's just a tease for the music. We'll get to that shortly. Am I in the gun again or what?
Oh, you might be. You might be in there for one. Just it's early. Got to get you going.
I just needed a quiet week.
You need a quiet week.
We are up and running on Fireball Friday. And Kingy reckons we're doing Friday confessionals a little bit later on. What did you get wrong? Which player did you get wrong? Which team did you get wrong?
And we can move
on. Which opinion did you get wrong? Put it on
today. Confessional, mate. We just move on from here with a clean slate.
Cleanse your soul.
Exactly.
And move on. We are up and running. We would love your thoughts, actually. You can join in the conversation with us whenever you like throughout the morning. The number, you know it, 1-300-736-736. That's the IMAR Insurance open line. The weather today is 24 degrees. Why have we got the Adelaide weather here? 24 degrees in Adelaide tomorrow. Oh, right. Where would that sit amongst the warmest winter days in the city? Well, I don't know.
I'll ring Horny.
Ring Daniel Horny from Champion Data. Back after this.
Kane and King.
Fire.
It's the music that makes everyone nervous. We'll get to the Rendell Files shortly and find out who's in the gun this morning. Before that, Mitch is in Essendon, and you want to speak about an Essendon young gun making his way nicely. Mitch, good morning.
Hey, Corn.
Morning.
All week, I work with a guy who he goes for Essendon, I go for North. So this is our grand final this week, and he's probably listening. All I've heard all week is that Nick Martin, best wingman all the year, champion Darnas, backs that up. But surely, do you think that actually is the case? Because I think Josh Dacos has got him covered, and Hugh McCluggage, I know he's been playing a bit of mid-in at the moment, but I think he's got him covered as well. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so it was a segment that we do on Tuesdays on Sports Day with Kingy's man Daniel Hoyne, who said that
you stole him. He's not my man anymore.
Nick Martin is not only the best wingman this year, but the best wingman they've seen in the last 7 years. I think it was. It is difficult though, Kingy, because there's not many genuine wingmen in the game.
No, there is. You just don't recognise them.
The pool of wingmen is smaller.
You're Australian
though,
defenders. You're all Australian.
There's not that many that play genuine wing.
I think there is. I mean, the Collingwood situation, you can argue, because they spin it around a little bit. But Mason Wood's played wing all year. Mm. Nick Martin's played wing all year.
There's probably 10 that come to mind straight away. And
there'd
then
be one
it
per
gets a bit
team.
Murky.
There'd be one per team. Yeah. So there's 15 to 18. So
yeah, not many. It's not like midfield, where there's hundreds of them.
How many good ruckmen have we got?
Well,
there's probably only 8 ruckmen a year can make All-Australian.
Mm.
It's probably the same for wingmen, so start bloody recognising.
Would you have Nick Martin in your All-Australian team?
Well, Hoyne's got him.
Would you have Nick Martin in your All-Australian team?
I would have had Josh Dacos in front of Nick Martin. I was with Mitch, the caller. The eye tells me that Josh Dacos has had a better year than Nick Martin, but Hoyne calls me out.
Brad, you want to speak about some great TV shows. You got one for us. Good morning.
Yeah. Hi, guys. How you going?
How are you?
Good, mate. Have you seen Mr. In Between?
Yes.
Very clever. I didn't get to the end of it.
I'm on binge at the moment.
You didn't get to the end of it?
I didn't get to.
How many have you finished?
There's one out there. One of my favourites of all time is called Newsroom. Okay? So,
yeah, Brad. Thanks for your call, brother.
Jeff Daniels, I reckon, is in that. The guy from Dumb and Dumber. And he's... So if I had one recommendation for you, if you haven't seen Newsroom... check that one out. Anthony's in Sorrento. You want to speak some footy, Anthony? Good morning.
Kane, Kingy, how are you? Quick one. Hand up. I never thought Liam Jones and Darcy Moore would see 50 games when they started their careers as forwards. And as a Collingwood supporter now, I couldn't be happier that both of them are probably the two best fullbacks in the comp at the moment. I'm hand up that I was completely wrong 30 games into their careers when they get near it. And the other one was spending someone else's money. There's a good story about an unnamed footy club pulling all the sponsorship and members' money to do a development and building what we call a spec home and selling it at a loss.
At a loss?
Yeah, well, you'd expect to spend X amount and sell it for Z and take the money off the top, and fortunately went back the other way.
So how does that balance out? How do you sort that out, Anthony?
Well, I'm not involved in the footy club, so I can't give you that answer.
Oh, that's a disaster.
Yeah, sounds completely dodgy, whatever it is.
I'll tell you what, I reckon that footy club's cheating the salary cap. I think there's something dodgy happening there.
Yeah, all right. So if you're wondering what Anthony was ringing up about first with his confessional, we're going to go through this a little bit later on. Who were you wrong about? Friday confessional. Could be a team, could be a player, could be anything.
This is your chance. I've tailored this segment.
It's for both of us.
I feel like you need a little nudge in this direction.
off the temper text, listen to the podcast called The Glitch. It's about a bloke from Wangaratta who spent $1.6 million of the bank's money. It is a great podcast.
Is it? The Glitch.
It keeps going the ATM, and he finds a glitch in the ATM, and it keeps spitting out money. And first bit, he takes a little bit, and he takes $100, and he walks away, and then he goes back and sees, can I get more? And then takes $1,000, and in the end, he probably never would have been caught. I shouldn't give it away if he didn't admit to it. But
what would you do?
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't take the bank's money, Kingy.
You're looking at me with and smiling. I know. How many people, if they put their card in and it spat out an extra $1,000, would not put their card in again?
Has it ever happened to you where you've gone to the ATM and more money than you have requested has come out? And what did you do?
If an extra $1,000 come out, what would you do straight away?
Let us know your thoughts. We put Dad's birthday present on his own account at the hardware store. He had no idea until he paid his monthly bill, says Andy. That's someone else spending someone else's money. And Kingy, that one's come through about four times.
Now, there's one here is just giving you a little bit of feedback that... you got to give the original Cafe and Dorcas a chance because Queenie's is way too the coffee's not as good.
Right.
I don't know about that. The coffee's average at Dennis's and the original cafe there, but the company's great. So what's the trade-off?
It's on Coventry Street, not Dorcas Street.
The original's on Dorcas.
Right.
If you, is there a trade-off for a good conversation for awful coffee or not? Morning, no. Dennis. You'll hate that.
Coffee's the most important thing. G'day, Rod.
Hi, guys. There's a show on SBS On Demand called Exit. If you haven't seen it, you have to see it. It's about four wealthy trust fund managers in Europe that buy a house and have... It's a guys-only show. They have a lot of fun. It's about 10 shows long, but all of my mates have watched it and said it's the best show they've ever seen on television. It's SBS On Demand. Excellent.
Thank you for the recommendation, like Rod. We will check back in with next week. It sounds like a good one. Exit. Grant is in Craigieburn. Who were you wrong about? Grant, it's Friday confessional time.
Kane Kingy, how are you? I got it completely wrong about Connor Nash. Been a Hawk supporter. A couple of years ago, I was talking to other Hawthorn mates, and I said to him that he wouldn't last 3 years at the footy club.
He's on my list too, Grant. I just thought he was just a big-bodied, sort of didn't have much special going on, but that's all changed.
Having a big impact for the Hawks, and maybe a few of us were wrong about them and the decisions they made in the off-season as well. Just getting started on Friday Confession, cleansing the soul this morning. Big McCafe menu coming up there, our official coffee partner. We're going to get through a Carlton legend, a Bulldogs and a Geelong legend, the Friday agenda, Friday Confessionals, and... Also, Friday First Thoughts, some interesting team announcements. Kingy and I will give you our thoughts on that a little bit later on. It's time now for the news.